This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The very long-awaited Avatar sequel opens today, both here and in China. That China part is a big deal because Beijing restricts the number of foreign films allowed into that country every year, and the number of Hollywood movies getting theatrical releases in the world's second biggest economy is slowing to a trickle. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak has more on that.
The first Avatar movie, 12 years ago, raked in $203 million at the Chinese box office. Back then, that was a lot of money for China. Beijing moviegoer Yuan Mengyi is looking forward to the sequel.
The first Avatar movie was really good. It was very imaginative.
Still, for the sequel to be approved in China today was surprising to film distributor David Lee of Leading Media, because
7 straight Marvel films with different studios have not been approved for release.
Was there a ban on Marvel films officially? He says, no.
There never is a clear mandate of, no, this is forbidden. It's different levels of bureaucrats kind of reading wind patterns to see what I should be doing and what I shouldn't be doing.
In the wind right now, increasing nationalism at home and frictions between China and the U.S. Now that Avatar's sequel is officially released in China, some hope this signals a turning point for Hollywood. But movie lover Danny Xu thinks the Avatar sequel might well be the last American blockbuster he'll be able to watch in theaters here for a while.
Avatar 2 isn't full of ideology, like Top Gun Maverick. That type of film wouldn't be screened in China.
And the Hollywood movies that do pass China's censors don't always top the Chinese box office like they used to. Again, movie distributor David Lee.
For these super big movies, prior to the trade war, China played a huge role in their ability to recoup that investment. And that has kind of gone away in the past 3 years.
For one thing, Chinese films are getting better. Plus, China's strict zero COVID policy would often shut down theaters at a moment's notice. But this month, the harshest measures have mostly been dropped. At a preview screening of the Avatar sequel in Shanghai this week, a movie theater staffer tries to rev up the crowd with a chant, "In Shanghai, together we watch Avatar." You wouldn't know it, but the theater was packed. To go to the movies without fear of a lockdown, but then to risk getting COVID, is a strange feeling. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.